I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And now the city reporter will take over the meeting.
Yeah, you can have that. First, we'll swear in Todd McKnight.
Is that on?
You predicted it was on time. I, Todd McKnight.
I, Todd McKnight.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The State of Oregon.
The State of Oregon.
And the Charter of the City of Sutherland.
And the Charter of the City of Sutherland.
All federal and state laws.
All federal and state laws.
And ordinances of the City of Sutherland.
And ordinances of the City of Sutherland.
And that I will.
And that I will,
to the best of my ability,
to the best of my ability,
faithfully perform the duties as mayor,
to faithfully perform the duties of mayor,
during my continuance therein, so help me God.
In my continuance therein, so help me God.
Congratulations.
It's the hair issue.
Okay.
No, it does not.
We're doing it all three at the same time, so if you'd raise your right hand, please. I, Tom Boggs.
I, Tom Boggs.
I, Frank Egbert.
I, Frank Egbert.
I, Wayne Lazier.
I, Wayne Lazier.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The State of Oregon.
State of Oregon.
And the Charter of the City of Sutherland.
Charter of the City of Sutherland.
All federal and state laws.
All federal and state laws.
And ordinances of the City of Sutherland.
And ordinances of the City of Sutherland.
And that I will, to the best of my ability. Faithfully perform the duties as counselor. During my continuance therein, so help me God.
Thank you.
Announce roll call.
Councillor Stone?
Here.
Councillor Lazier?
Here.
Councillor Egbert?
Here.
Councillor Boggs?
Here.
Councillor Meyer?
Here.
Mayor McKnight?
Here.
All present.
Introduction of media. Okay. And we have the news review. Anybody else other than the news review? Okay. So, at announcements. Anyone wishing to speak before the City Council tonight on any subject matter will need to fill out a speaker form and turn it in to the recorder. Forms are available on the sign-up table in the back of the room. Public comment, the purpose of public comment, period, is to allow citizens to present information or raise issues regarding agenda items only. There will be a time at the end of the meeting for citizens to speak about off-agenda items. A time limit of 3 minutes. 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. All citizens must come up to the microphone. Is there anyone in the audience who who wishes to speak during incumbent? Oh, we have the forms here. I'm sorry here. So I'm just going to take an order that I have them in. So Floyd Van Sickle.
I just told them to turn it on.
Oh, you did.
No, we put brand new's in there.
Floyd Van Sickle, 164 Terrace. I wrote mine down so that I could remember it. My memory isn't all that good anymore. This is in response ahead of decisions made from this new Sutherland City Council on this 14th day of January 2015. It seems in the past that the council has approved filling vacant seats with the next highest vote getter, and I believe that this should hold true for this council also. Wes Anderson is, in my opinion, the highest and best qualified person to fill this seat. If you go looking for someone with better qualifications, you'll be hard pressed to find one. And basically, you'll be out looking at a witch hunt. It's been rumored by at least probably one councilman that they would like to put Patricia Klassen back into this new council. And I think we need to take a look at that. The problem here is that she has committed an ethics violation halfway through her last term. Halfway through, let's see, the old council. She used city personnel, mainly ex-community development director Dan Hoffman, to come to her home to put a stop work action on a wall being built by her neighbor behind her. Using city resources, he obtained a stop work order and had a county inspector serve the order on the homeowner. This is in itself a flagrant ethics violation. During her meeting with Dan, the homeowner behind her happened to look over his wall and see Dan talking to Patricia. Dan tried to hide behind her fifth wheel, but it was too late. After being served that stop order, Dan then proceeded to do all he could to help the homeowner get another permit and finish his project. A three-page letter was written and sent to all council members and the mayor from this homeowner. This letter still exists today. An ethics complaint was not lodged at the time, waiting to see how the election turned out. This is a four-year statute of limitations on this one. A ethics complaint will be filed against her if this council appoints her to any committee. She seems to believe that ethics rules do not apply to her, and I'm going to prove her wrong. If the new council sees fit to appoint her to a committee, then that tells me that they are also likely to overlook ethics or code violations made by some of their own or staff. This is not what the taxpaying citizens of this city signed you up for. The rules say your first order of business is to look out for the citizens. Can't say I'm seeing it. Comstock cost overruns, but the jury's still out on that one. Red Rock Trail cost overruns. Ford's Pond, $1.2 million cost overrun, I would say. And the list goes on.
Floyd, you're over your 3 minutes, so you're going to have to...
All right, last but not least, leave the fire department alone. We're doing just fine, and we'll be ready on July 1st.
That's not on the agenda.
And just so that I don't have the cops knocking on my door, the ethics complaint against her is not a threat, it's a promise.
Thank you.
Nice way to start the year.
Michelle Sumner.
Good
Michelle Sumner, 778 Scone Mountain Road, Sutherland. And I'd like to talk to you to let you know that I would like to be considered for the appointment for the Sutherland City Council opening. I'd like to take a minute to let you know about my qualifications. I have a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration. I've spent 21 years of public safety service with three different municipalities, and I'm currently employed by the state of Oregon for DHS, and I'm responsible for the safety of the children of Douglas County. For my political experience and volunteer work, I have been vice president and president of a state chapter for the National Emergency Number Association. And as recommended by Karen Meyer 2 years ago, I started preparing to run for city council. In the process, I have been a member of the Sutherland Budget Committee for 2 years, a member of the Sutherland Planning Commission for 2 terms, a member of the Sutherland Vision Committee, member of the Sutherland Technical Fire Services Team, a team leader for the Sutherland Citizen Fire Services Team, and a frequent attender and commenter at the Sutherland City Council meetings. And to end this, I just wanted to make a quick comment. According to the most recent census information, Sutherland is made up of 52.4% female. I believe our city council should better represent this statistic. And I'd like to just leave with you, if you could pass out to each of the members some bullet statements. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm not going to get the last name correct. Bill, first name? Okay, sorry about that. I just couldn't read the handwriting that great. I didn't want to take a guess and butcher it.
Bill Cagle, 332 Dovetail Lane. And congratulations, Mayor McKnight and the city councilors.
Thank you.
Forward to a great year. I want to start off by saying that I'm in favor of the next top vote getter for the current vacancy on the council. And I guess primarily for the reason that my wife and I think, you know, when we cast our votes, we understood that because then Councilor McKnight was running for mayor, that we could be voting for 4 councilors and not necessarily 3, and that's how we structured our vote. I think Councilor Boggs brings up some good points when a vacancy does come open, maybe due to an emergency or something like that, that maybe that then that vacancy would be filled by the discretion of the council at that time for the remaining term. I think also Councilor Meyer has brought up some good points on the wording of the charter and backed up by the legal counsel that maybe that wording needs to be tightened up a little bit. But I would just wanted to leave you with that and let you know that, you know, that's where I'm coming from. Thanks.
Thank you. We have Len Bodine.
Good evening. Yeah, I'm Len Bodine, 760 Scone Mountain Road, Michelle's name. And I'm not familiar. This is new to me, my first meeting here in the city. So I'm somewhat detached. That's not necessarily to my credit, I understand. But it gives me a different view, a broader view perhaps, as I approach some of the things discussed this evening. One of them is the appointment of people as vacancies are left, such as Todd. And I guess my view is in the sense that I feel there's a certain disenfranchisement of the voter today. It's on the higher levels, federal, state, where an activist judge can change the votes of people, or a governor of a different persuasion can decide, you know what, that vote doesn't really matter because I have a personal conviction. Those things really eat at an individual like me. I think the vote of the people is sacred. It may not always be informed, but I think it should be esteemed as highly as it can, and it should be revered as much as we can, certainly at the community level, if no other level. And so I guess my sentiment would be whoever would be next in line, I think it's appropriate to honor those votes as much as we can. Thank you.
Thank you. We just have one left. That's an off-agenda item, so we'll hold off on that one. And on to the next is council business, the Recognition of outgoing council members. So first of all, we have Mayor Denny Cameron serving as mayor for the past 4 years. Can you come up here, please?
Younger than that, it says I'm here.
And I'm going to read this here. Presented to Denny Cameron, appreciation of your service and contributions serving as mayor of Sutherland City Council from January 2011 to December 2014. The City of Sutherland Council and staff thanks you. Next, I'm not sure she's here, but I'm going to read it here. It's for Councilor Patricia Fossen. It says, in appreciation of your service and contribution serving as council president of the Sutherland City Council from January 2009 to December 2014, the City of Sutherland Council and staff thanks you.
Bad, I don't know what I need to do.
This guy's holding a baby in his lap. He's able to show.
I wonder if it's my phone.
What's wrong?
We're just getting a lot of feedback. Is that we're blaming it on you?
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the next order here is the declaration of the vacant council seat to be filled to the remainder of the term ending December 31st. 2016.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Wes Anderson to the vacancy.
Second.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to appoint Wes Anderson to the vacant council seat for the remainder of the term ending December 31st to 2016. Is there any more discussion?
Call for the question.
Call the question is going to receive a second. We need to have a second on that.
Well, you have two.
Okay, so you're okay. Okay. Vote.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Boggs?
Oh.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Yeah, come on up here. That's your cue.
So the spider to the fly.
I'm ready. I can swear him in now.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah. We'll take a picture after this.
Okay.
I, Wesley Anderson.
I, Wesley Anderson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The State of Oregon.
The State of Oregon.
And the Charter of the City of Sutherland.
And the Charter of the City of Sutherland.
All federal and state laws.
All federal and state laws.
And ordinances of the City of Sutherland.
And ordinances of the City of Sutherland.
And that I will.
And that I will.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Faithfully perform the duties as counselor.
Faithfully perform the duties as counselor.
During my continuance in.
During my continuance therein.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
No one wants to sit left. You got to sit next to me. Okay.
Before we go any further, do you have a packet for since he doesn't have a
We didn't think of that.
You know what?
Here, I got one.
Right, well, here, we'll just give him this.
Sure.
I have it. Yeah, you might have to shrink it because I have a big.
Yeah, you're uptown now.
Thanks.
So next up is the election of a council president.
I didn't even think of that.
I didn't either.
Election of council president.
I move we appoint Forrest Stone.
Second.
Looks like he'd like to hit you.
He's way down there.
Well, he don't have for a second.
That's fine. Okay, so I had a move and second it to appoint Forrest Stone as council president. Discussion?
Do you want it, Forrest? You saw how much pressure there was to it the last couple of years.
Well, it's fine as long as he's here. I don't have a problem.
Vote.
Councillor Stone.
Aye.
Councillor Lazier.
Aye.
Councillor Anderson.
Aye.
Councillor Egbert.
Aye.
Councillor Boggs.
Aye.
Councillor Meyer.
Aye.
Mayor McKnight.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Now just to be mean, I'll just leave.
Yeah, I gotta go. Okay, so we got committee chair appointments. I looked at all the openings. I think we're all equal other than planning. We had one come in last night.
No, this is committee chair, Parks Advisory Committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were doing them all. Okay.
That's the next one, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's only one, isn't there? Parks Advisory.
Yeah, Parks.
Yeah, so on the Parks Advisory, yeah, there was just the one. I just, I don't know. Who is that?
Tom.
Tom Boggs. Okay.
I make a motion that Tom Boggs be reappointed to that position.
Second it.
Discussion.
No discussion.
Yeah. Okay. And we do the same thing as did last year. We're not going to meet just to meet. If we don't have any business, we're not going to meet. And we're obligated by the ordinance or charter to 3 times a year, and that's it. Because if we don't have any business, there's no point in wasting time. And since we don't have any money to invest in parks, we probably don't have much going on, at least till we get to the budget process. So with that in mind,
he'll set with those.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to give you.
He'll set with those terms. Wow, it's a tough group. I'm telling you.
Jeez.
Any more discussion? Vote.
Councillor Stone.
Aye.
Councillor Lazier.
Aye.
Councillor Anderson.
Aye.
Councillor Egbert.
Aye.
Councillor Boggs.
No.
Councillor Meyer.
Aye.
Mayor McKnight.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, now I jumped ahead here. Okay, so now it's the Planning Commission. We have 3 Planning Commission seats are vacant. The city has received applications for reappointment from John Lesby and 2 applications for appointments from Patricia Fawson and Carlene Clark. We did get one last night, I wish.
At 5 o'clock, but the deadline was last week for tonight.
The deadline was a week ago.
Yeah, I set that rule going into the year saying, okay, when we set a deadline, we had a deadline. If you miss a deadline, but we did get a request, but it didn't come till yesterday, the deadline.
Yeah, right, I'd like right to keep that person on the list if there's a future opening. It just, it's the deadline was a week ago, so.
Is there a residency requirement?
Yeah, you have to live in the city. For how long?
For how long?
Usually a year.
I think it's a year.
Is this one get? This one is for. She's only been here 6 months.
The Carlene.
Yeah. We better let that up.
Do we verify? I don't think there's a residency requirement for the Planning Commission.
Ask her if she's here.
Is she Carlene here?
No, she's not here. She's in Tibet. She's the pastor of the Methodist Church here.
I have the city charter with me. Maybe it says.
I'm pretty sure it's a year.
I don't think for the committees.
But it's planning commission. That's different than the committee.
Which position are you guys talking about?
Planning commission.
How long do you have to be a resident before you get on?
So under your city code, at least 6 members have to be residents of the city. The other members actually may reside outside of the city limits.
No, how long do you have to live here in order to qualify?
For the planning commission.
For the planning commission. I don't see, I'll take a closer look, but I don't see any requirement for a length of residency before you're appointed.
I'll make a motion that we accept the 3 applicants, providing the 6-month residency is not an issue.
Second.
A motion and a second to appoint the 3 that are to fill the vacancy for the planning commission. Is there any more discussion?
I have a question whether or not she'd be able to make the meetings, because we do have an ordinance that says you can't miss more than 2 meetings.
She told me January is the only month she can make all the other meetings. If you're talking about that, Carlene, I think that's
Yeah, Carlene, correct.
She was just on the...
She's just on vacation to Titus.
Right, she, yeah. At the time. She moved down here, her and her husband. Her husband is the pastor of the Methodist Church in Wilbur.
No. The other way around.
Oh, okay. She's the pastor of the Methodist Church in Wilbur. Her husband is a pastor, and they, of course, are married.
they went on vacation together.
But they were active in the city of Springfield and was on the Downtown Development Commission for Springfield. So she understands land use planning and is really excited.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
I can't support all 3, so no.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The next is a library board. 3 library board seats are vacant. City has received applications for reappointment from Deborah Utter and Gwen Had for the 2 of the vacant seats. Terms will end December 31st, 2018. Are they? Oh, Foreman, I'm sorry, Gwen Best. Are they here? Would you like to speak? Or? Okay. So is there a motion to reappoint the 2? Second. The move and second to appoint Deborah and Gwen back to the library board. Any more discussion? Vote.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next up is Parks Committee. 3 park committee seats are vacant. City has received applications for reappointment from Rick Murphy, Jake Masterfield, and Tim Bradley. Terms will end December 31st, 2016. Would any of the applicants here like to come up and say anything? So is there a motion to reappoint Rick, Jake, and Tim back to the parks committee?
I'll make a motion to reappoint Mr. Masterfield, Murphy, and Bradley.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Vote.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. We have a full committee on the budget committee, but budget committee member Laley didn't make any of the meetings last year, and that seat should be vacant. So we should reapply for that.
We'll put that on for
before.
Yeah, next time. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah, you bet. Sure, if we can discuss that. Okay. So next up is I like to schedule a workshop. I'm going to just give a little bit. There's some things as far as just running meetings, where I'm going to be doing things. I just want to meet with the group and just just kind of lay out just where I'm coming from and some ideas I have. And also, I know the city wants to get together and kind of as a group kind of see where we're going and, you know, our objectives and where we're going to go as a group. You know, I really want to focus on this being a team building episode. So, I mean, of course, you know, everybody who contributes, because I want to focus on positive, moving forward, coming together as a team and trying to just that. And I mean, and there's a whole list of stuff I have. I'm not going to go through them all tonight. My main thing here was just to schedule a workshop. I don't know if the city, if you guys want to chime in on the different topics you want to, you know, are going to bring up in the, you know, workshop.
Well, I can tell you from staff's perspective, we want to understand how, what your rules of order and how you're going to make decisions. Mm-hmm. The other thing is we'd like to use it as a time for you to lay out your goals for the city staff for the coming year so that we have clarity. You said these are our priorities for the city, Mr. City Manager and staff, and then just talk about how we're going to work together as a team at carrying forward that. You have in your packet that I gave you tonight, there were just so much I couldn't email it, the key tasks that we've laid out and assigned to key staff for the year, that's the very front page that has the green and the orange on the front of it. And I just, from our perspective, like to use that as a building block about having dialogue with council, you understanding what we think you want and us understanding with clarity exactly what you want. And then, of course, you guys do your own little team building and thing. So it's a dual thing for us to understand what you want from us and, understand how you want to go about doing it this year, and for you to come together and say, this is how we're going to conduct business this year.
Yeah, and if anybody has things, of course, you know, you want to add, just get a hold of me or get a hold of the city, and we could add some things to the, you know, workshop. I just keep in mind if it's, you know, about, you know, the future, and, you know, I'm not going to dwell on a bunch of past stuff. You know, we're just going to, you know, and ideas or different things you guys want to come up with. I just want to kind of just make sure everybody's on the same board where I'm coming from. So that's kind of my thought. We were thinking about having an opposite Monday of a council meeting, if that works. You know, just we could have it early after 5, 6, or whatever. It's just obvious, you know, just opposite of a council meeting, if that works for you guys. It's just, I just want to kind of, where they can schedule something out.
So that's not during the Ducks game.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it's not during the Ducks game.
We didn't have to worry about that for a while.
Yeah. So is that, everybody has no problem. So you guys want to?
Is there a date on a Monday that would be in between council meetings?
I'm predicting on Monday, so.
Is there, what'd you say? Is there a date on a
Monday? Yeah, a Monday date,
a date
in between council meetings that, is there like a Monday and then next month that there's a huge conflict?
And are you guys open? I mean, do you want to have it a little earlier, like 5 or 6? Or
yeah.
Do you,
we'll you bring in
that'd
pizza.
Be better?
We'll bring in pizza.
I think at least 6.
6?
I might get off.
Who does eat your pizza?
You don't want to. It makes it kind of hard.
Who does eat your pizza?
Do you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Can you live with it for one day?
Try.
Okay.
That's all I can do.
Well, I mean, I'm open. I mean, I'm not.
I mean, that was why we set a 7 o'clock starting time. Yeah. Was the fact.
That was for the council, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm.
I think it was, it was all meetings.
Yeah, but I think the workshop you start earlier, because I don't want to be here until 10 or 11 o'clock at night for workshop. That's just, that's ridiculous.
Okay. All right, we'll shoot for 6 then. On.
Do you want to try February 2nd?
Next Monday.
Next Monday is a holiday, so.
How about the following Monday?
The 2nd?
Council.
The 2nd. So then the 2nd?
Okay, so the 2nd is that?
February 2nd.
February 2nd at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Is that correct?
2-2?
Yeah. Saps.
2-2?
2-2. 2-2-6.
We're at.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, try to have it.
We'll let you know.
What did you say? 22nd?
2-2. February
6th. Okay.
2-2.
Oh, 2-2.
Oh,
my gosh.
Okay.
She thought you were stuttering.
You're stuttering.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so the next up is the consent agenda. The following items are considered to be routine in nature. Therefore, will not be allowed in council discussion time on the agenda. The items may be approved or enacted by council in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member shall request, in which case the items will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from December 15, 2000 regular meeting and the December 15, 2014 workshop?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second. There's been moved and second. Any discussion? Vote.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
I abstained because I wasn't at that meeting, those meetings. I should have voted.
It doesn't matter. Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Box?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Mayor Cameron? Oh.
Aye.
Mayor McKnight!
Oh. I'll counsel her tomorrow.
I'm so sorry.
It's 2015.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Next up is action item.
You live that down.
I'm never going to live that down.
General business. Ordinance Sutherland Sanitary Garbage Franchise Agreement. First reading, title only. City reporter.
I'll step in on this.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor and members of council, this is, I don't want to say routine, but usually with the local garbage hauler, there is a number of routine aspects of renewing a franchise because you're having continuing dialogue with them as opposed to larger entities. But owner of Southern Sanitary is here, Mr. Lesby. I'll let the staff report stand on its own because Vicki did this. She's had surgery today and is out of the hospital, and so I'm filling in for her on this. I don't really have any specific highlights because it is similar to the previous one with updated language and current risk and insurance issues included in it. But what I would do is invite Mr. Lesby to come up to the podium and answer any of the questions that you may have.
John, would you
like
to come up?
Mayor McKnight, I apologize. I'm asleep. I missed your cue. I need to read this by title only. Thank
late,
you.
Diane. It's just too late.
Too late.
Yeah. You want to hold off, John, just for she's
ordinance, Sutherland Sanitary Garbage Franchise Agreement, an ordinance granting an exclusive franchise to Sutherland Sanitary Service, describing the terms and conditions thereof and the regulations connected therewith and providing penalties for the violations of this ordinance.
John.
Yes, we're applying for a renewal of the franchise, 10-year renewal franchise. We've had it since 1987, or I've had it since 1987. The city has had a exclusive franchise since 1946, so it's been a continuing thing for a long time. I think I'm the fourth owner of Sutherland Sanitary in that period of time, so I've been here since, like I say, 87. I'm not asking for any rate increases at this time, so it's just a renewal of the franchise only. And I can answer any questions you may have.
What are the, it says in here that it's been reviewed, amended, and updated. What did
a lot of it is the language, and then of course there was the increase in insurance that was required that the city asked for. They asked for, instead of the $1 million liability insurance, they went up to $3 million, so we have a $3 million liability policy. Some of the other language is just wording. Nothing major was changed. I don't have the details of which ones were changed.
Any other questions for John? Thank you. So is there a motion to approve the ordinance for the Sutherland Sanitary Garbage Franchise Agreement?
So moved.
First reading.
First reading, sorry.
So moved in the first reading.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Is there any more discussion? Vote.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Box?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next up is reports. Fire service update, Chief.
retired from council. Congratulations. It's been a few weeks since we've met, so I'll just go over kind of the Reader's Digest version. We met with the Kalapuya Rural Fire District to talk about a contract. I've worked on the contract and will soon be sending the proposal to them. We worked on some future staffing models and some standard operating guidelines. We ordered and purchased some shiny new fire helmets. We had a few staff meetings, excuse me. Worked on the 2015-2016 fire budget and worked on job descriptions. I had lunch with the Lions Club the other day, gave a little presentation. Thanks for lunch. County Chiefs meeting. We're preparing for a meeting that we're having with Local 2091 on Friday. We've been preparing for the Firefighter Academy. We do it Wednesday night and Saturdays. And we're one-third through the academy right now. We've got that in the books. And we haven't lost anyone, so we think that's pretty good. We worked on some evolution playbooks, and today I've got one more grand jury duty left. Any questions?
How many people do you have?
18. We have 25 in the academy, but part of them are from other departments.
How many of the 18 are from City of Solo?
All 18.
Oh, they are. So there's none from Nonpareil or none from Oakland in your...
Yeah, that's part of the 25. So okay. There's about six or seven that are...
actual Solo residents. Is that...
You know, they're
18
from...
18 are. I'm just kidding.
18, okay. Yeah. The okay. The ones are from Kellogg, Fair Oaks, and Oakland.
So multiple agencies, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
We offered the academy to them free of charge.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what union are you meeting with?
A local 2091.
Is fire union?
Yes. It was the union that represented the career firefighters here.
And just to highlight two things for that, Council Meyer. We're required to, as part of Fair Labor Standards, to negotiate the transition with the union of employees from District 2 to us. And so this is part of that process. Secondly, what we would like to do is probably February, March, have a special city council workshop, take you through the process of where we are at this point, answer any critical questions. So what I'm asking of you, if you have any questions, we're going to build in a little presentation, but we'd like to answer any and all of your questions that you may have. So please just email them to me or the chief, and we'll just create a running list and answer your questions and kind of share the initial budget of what we're looking at and what happens. So sometime after your workshop in February, at that workshop, we could talk about scheduling a special council workshop either before or after a council meeting, and it'll just be dedicated to answering those questions. That's okay, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, sounds great.
Thank you.
Everybody else? All right. City manager update.
I do just have a little minor city manager update because you got a compilation of a weekly report in your set before you. We had so many subset documents that went with it. We wouldn't pass the email test, so I put it in there. But there's two key documents I want to refer you to look at. The first is the key tasks that we've laid out, brought all the staff together, and you'll read about it in our weekly report, so I won't enhance that. But that's an important document for you to see what we're seeing right now, so that we're kind of looking at the big tasks from the same vantage point. The other piece is that we're beginning the budget process right now. We want to, so we built a budget calendar in there, and we'd like for you to look at it and see those key dates that we're recommending. But we essentially want to have the budget approved in early May instead of waiting till the last day in June. And as we understand, that's been a major request of council members for the last few years. But Dan and Vicki are putting together the budget this year, along, of course, with myself. And that budget calendar will reflect those changes and some of the key meeting dates. And the reason I'm bringing that up to you now, if you don't read anything, those two documents are important, at least from my perspective. And a third important piece of it is the dates that we have on the budget calendar. So you can begin looking and seeing if there are any major conflicts between now and when we get started, so that we can or may be able to make adjustments. depending on how many conflicts there are. So that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. City Council business comments. Remember, monthly meeting time is limited, so please ask questions or make statements that are likely to benefit the group. Individual comments and questions that can be handled on a one-to-one basis should be handled outside the meeting. Councilor Stone.
I just have one. In the last meeting, we were talking about the urban growth swap. The grant that you're looking for, how much is that grant that you're after?
I don't know how much, because we need to coordinate with Jocelyn Bombard. As I mentioned, have mentioned at previous council meetings and will restate again today, we have three simultaneous land use actions that either you've requested or have been driven by other people that all kind of marry up in one way or the other in terms of expanding the urban growth boundary, bringing residential land from one area to another, and all those things. And so we're planning an internal workshop, and we'll be getting on Joshua Bombard's calendar because he's got to be at the table. I understand you've called him. He's called us and told us
you
called him. But I just want you to know that in that process, what you're talking about, we're going to move, and it's even in the action steps. If you go down, you'll see it's assigned to Vicki to do, and we're beginning that process. With that, when we get Josh here, and I think I mentioned this once before, I'll try to be as brief as possible, but if you remember about last year at this time, I was maybe even sooner, I was applying for a grant, and I applied for a three-stage grant: equal opportunity analysis, buildable lands inventory to include wetlands, and an infrastructure finance. And it was Councilor Egbert that suggested we go for infrastructure finance. When I made the proposal to DLCD Joshua Bombard, he felt like the equal opportunity analysis needed to be done first, and then the buildable lands, and then the infrastructure finance, so that they tumble. So with that, the economic opportunity analysis grant was $40,000. So my guess is when we get with Josh and we find out what the next round of technical assistance funding will be, it'll be somewhere around $40,000 to $60,000. Sorry, I know that was a long-winded answer, but I didn't want to get it on the record.
So when we were just talking about budget ideas coming up, should we be trying to think about budgeting so much money for this?
Yes, sir. No, that's a perfect question. Yes, sir.
Because that's where, when I talked with him, he said there's a fast track deal where if you're swapping residential land for residential land, it's real easy to do, he said.
Yeah, it is, unless it's outside the urban growth boundary. It still can be done outside the urban growth boundary, but it requires more process. That more process, of course, means more time and more money.
Well, how would there be an urban growth swap if it was, you wouldn't swap land that was already in your urban growth?
Well, what I understand and what you've requested, and well, at least what I've heard, is you want to take the residential land that's zoned on the hillside around Ford's Pond, and you want to move it to next to the freeway going south of Duke Road. That's what I've understood. Well, that's outside the urban growth boundary.
And Fort McKay.
Fort McKay, right.
Right across from Fort McKay,
that's correct.
Where the old tree farm is.
Yeah, right. I remember some guy named Jerry is one of the landowners. I know that because it's my name. But, so that's about 78 acres that we could relocate someplace else. And quite frankly, it makes sense and it's good timing from our perspective.
Well, the reason I was asking that was he said there was a couple things that made it a lot easier. And one is if you have open space that hasn't been developed, they want that land back out of the urban growth.
That's correct.
And
that's right.
They're a lot easier to swap residential land for residential land to get that back.
Right, and we don't need that open space for any other reason than public benefit.
Right.
So that would work perfectly.
So that's why I was just curious on if we needed to figure budgeting some money, or if it was coming out of the grant, or how much money we needed to get out of a grant to do what they're after.
I just want to give you assurances. On the major task list, you'll see that that's on the list to be done, and we're going to work towards doing that, and we'll have an answer for you sometime March, April, hopefully.
Okay. That's all I have.
Who's here?
I just want to take this opportunity to thank people that voted for me, and for you that didn't vote for me, I think you'll see as time goes on that I'm very straightforward, I'm very fair. I have no set agenda when I ran for this position. I was asked to run for it, and I did it because I care about Sobel. I've lived here since 1953, and I have very deep roots here. You'll also find that I will not discuss my personal life or any personal things going on and during a council meeting. I just don't think that's the place to do it. So if you have any questions of me personally or anything that you think is going on, you contact me through the city or contact me at home. My phone number is in the phone book. I'll be very happy to discuss anything with anybody. But I just wanted to thank the citizens of Sullivan for showing their trust in me, and I hope I don't let you down, and I plan on not doing that. And I want to welcome Wes. That's all I have.
All right. Councilor Line, but I guess we'll put.
Yeah, I also want to thank everyone who voted for me. It was fun. It was definitely a process. This is the first time I've ever ran for office, so I'm really looking forward to the new council, to what we're going to do, and I thank you, council and mayor, for voting me on. I look forward to what we can do, and we have a lot of projects going on in Sutherland right now. There's a lot going on, so it'll be fun going along. So that's it.
So Frank,
same as them. I want to thank everybody that voted for me. This is my third term up here, and that being said, I want to thank the city for installing these benches. These were put in on Main Street downtown. They represent Bud and Pat Greer, Don and Lynn Rawls, and Sutherland 100. And these pictures are of the Chambers
Flag Monument.
There you go. This would be the back side. This would be the back side of it. This is the front, and that this is what they look like. This one was down at North Star, and they let me know it was there. I went down and took some pictures. That's got to be about this tall and so big around. It's really kind of cool looking, and on the back of it they have it engraved with the word Sutherland. It's really kind of a neat monument. And then the only other thing I have, I watching what's happening on Comstock, I'm not thinking we got the best part of this deal. And looking out at where we're looking at Valentine and maybe taking over Central, I would like to see something in our code that says do no harm. You know, we took away driveways, we moved things. If you drive down there after a rain, there's water running out on the road. The sidewalk on the west side is so high that it's damming up water in people's yards. I'm just not thinking we got the best part of this deal, or the citizens got the best part of this deal. And like I say, I would, you know, coming on maybe in our conversations at a workshop, I would like to see an ordinance that says do no harm. You know, if you're looking at Valentine, you take a good look at it. Valentine Street right now, where it sits, is not in the middle of the right-of-way. That's where Comstock was. We took out a whole lot of driveways. We took people's signs out. We took out their curbs because what they thought was the center of the right-of-way wasn't. And when they moved the street over, these people lost a lot of property. Or they didn't actually lose property because, like staff said, we were in the right-of-way, or they were in the right-of-way. But if you're going to build something, you take a tape measure from the yellow line back. This is where you build. And I can say that's kind of where, if you go down and take a good look at Valentine, they're going to move that off to one side too. And I just think we should, if we had something that says, an ordinance says do no harm, then maybe they have something they can fight with to you know, stop this. And that's all I think.
I would like to say those monuments are made in Roseburg.
Yes, yes, they are. Sign factory.
Yes, it's locally done.
Mr.
Bob. I'd like to thank everybody for, I'm not sure it's a winning proposition to be sitting back up here again considering, but I appreciate it. I'll be here for at least 4 more years. And who knows after that? We do the best we can. My primary goal is always to do the best for the city and not have any personal agendas. So I have a phone number. We reach the city hall. I'm not in the book, so feel free to call me with anything. Thank you.
Karen.
I don't have anything except to say that the new park benches really do look nice. We need more.
We're working on it.
Kind of a tough way.
No, I don't agree with that. I know your sister does, but I don't know.
No, I mean, isn't that what they're for, in memory?
We've talked about it.
No, it started off with...
She said we need more, and I'm thinking, well...
No. Well, if you look at...
We need more dead people.
You got Don and Lynn Roth. I talked to Pat about that. I told her, and I...
I know what she told you, too.
I heard, too.
Okay,
so I just wanted to... Welcome, Les. Welcome you back, Mr. Lazier. I also want to thank everybody, of course, for voting for me. I'm really excited. I just want to say, you know, I've lived here my whole life, and I think the citizens of Sutherland deserve a council who's going to be professional, and I think they deserve a council who's going to do everything in their best interest to work as a team and move forward. We're not always going to agree. It's politics. That's why they're setting us up here. But we can still be a team and leave the business here and move forward, and I'm going to let the folks know I'm really going to try hard to make that happen. So that's all I have. And so now we are on to public comment. The purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to present information regarding items off agenda. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. We do have one speaker here, Mr. Lang, Danny Lang, so if you want to come up.
Danny Lang, 140 South State Street, South. I'm here to tell you of a success story. I'm here on behalf of the Umpqua Community College Foundation, which I'm a member, and a member also of the executive board. We have secured $8.5 million of state funds that would otherwise have expired. We did it without a bond levy, went private. We raised $5.4 million of our goal of $5.5 million private sources. I'm proud to say, because I'm a citizen of Sutherland, I was the first donor during 2014. I put $100,000 of my money into this new building, the Health, Nursing, and Science Building, which will house nursing program for our Sutherland High School students. Dental labs, new dental labs, facilities that were old, they were built in 64. Atrocious. Dental students had to go out to private dental offices after hours to use the chairs to learn to become dental assistants and so on. This will be an economic development bonus for our community as well as our county, because the $8.5 million we matched to get to $17 million, they figured cycles through Douglas County about 3 to 1. So that's $51 million, 115 new jobs. We're going to break ground late spring. Will it break ground before school lets out in May? So around June, we'll be breaking ground on this building. I have floor plans. I have pictures. It's 39,000 square feet. It's going to be next to Jacoby Auditorium. It's a two-story building. It's state-of-the-art in so many ways. And so part of what I did was create a challenge to other donors, including anyone in the room or the city of Sutherland. And I would invite you to join in sponsoring this as a form of economic development. The Board of Commissioners of Douglas County for Economic Development came up with $250,000, and the Ford Foundation made the largest grant they've ever made, which was $1,500,000. I was the point person that went to see Alan Ford last January, and I worked hard to bring this to fruition. I'd like Sutherland to be a co-sponsor for what you can. I know you have a budget coming up. This is an investment for young people and our not-so-young people. I'm one of those not-so-young people. Thank you very much, and thank you for your service. This is a great community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, is there anybody else out there that would like to come up during public comments?
Seeing none, I think we're adjourned.